Currently in the United States, the pill is used by over 11 million women, many of whom are unaware of its mechanisms of action, even though they are printed on the packaging. Our message today is that the pill kills babies with its abortifacient effects.
Birth control pills cause silent abortions. If you are taking birth control pills, you are inadvertently, literally killing your children. And remember, this is the most commonly used birth control method. So before we get into the subject from the Bible of whether birth control is right or wrong, let me just start out by saying that the most commonly used, the most popular method of birth control, the one that 4 out of 5 women have used, is a pill that will literally cause your unborn children to die. Let me start out by proving to you from the Bible that life begins at conception. Look down at your Bible at Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Now flip over, if you would, to Matthew chapter 1, because in Matthew chapter 1, this exact scripture is quoted in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it said, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Well, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, the Bible reads,
behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
So isn't it interesting that in the Old Testament it says conceive, and in the New Testament it says shall be with child. You know what that tells me? That conception produces a child. Not a blastocyst or an embryo or a fetus, but God considers that a child. When we talk about life beginning at conception, the devil loves to change the meaning of words. Now, conception has historically always meant fertilization, when the seed from the man and the egg from the woman come together and that egg is fertilized, that has been known as conception. But now they're starting to change the definition. And even in some dictionaries, they'll put a definition that says, well, it's fertilization or implantation.
Dr. Vanessa Cullins, Vice President for Medical Affairs at Planned Parenthood Federation of America, was asked if hormonal birth control pills cause abortion. Her response was, no, abortion ends a pregnancy. Contraception pills work before a pregnancy begins. Pregnancy begins with the implantation of the developing fertilized egg in a woman's uterus. Yet, in the next paragraph, she admits, implantation doesn't occur until 5 to 7 days after fertilization.
Let's see what the Bible defines as conception. Let's make the Bible our final authority. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 11,
through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged them faithful who had promised.
So let me ask you this. Could conceive seed refer to implantation? Let me explain to you the terms here. The seed from the man travels into the woman's body and finds the egg, and the egg is fertilized up toward the top of the fallopian tubes. That fertilized egg, that developing child that's multiplying and growing and so forth, begins to travel down that tube until it gets to the uterus. And when it arrives at the uterus, it implants itself into the wall of the uterus, and then eventually that's where the placenta is going to be attached, and then there's going to be a cord and the baby and so on and so forth. But that developing life comes down that tube and implants in the wall of the uterus. Now, when the Bible says that she's received strength to conceive seed, notice that conception is tied in with the seed, isn't it? Is the seed involved with implantation? No, because the seed is long gone. The seed from the man fertilizes that egg, and then all the seed is gone, okay? And then a week goes by, and then it implants. How could you call implantation conceiving seed? You can't. There's no seed there anymore. The seed has been gone for over a week. So we see that